I have the honor to announce that the games of the 31st Olympiad are awarded to the city of Rio de Janeiro.
Well, there we have jubilation in the hall. Rio de Janeiro has become the first South American city to win the right to host the Olympics.
Well, the Rio Olympics close on Sunday, just a couple of days left before the 2016 Games are all over. That sound is from 2009, when Jacques Rogge, the IOC president at the time, announced that Brazil had won those 2016 Games. This was way before Ryan Lochte and his gang of infantile swim bros terrorized a Rio gas station. Back then, Brazil was considered the country of the future, a young, diverse population, vast natural resources, seemingly solid governance, good financial outlook. All of the pieces were in place for Brazil to assume its place at the top of the world stage this very decade. And the 2014 World Cup and the 2016 Olympics were supposed to be the coming out party for that. But all of that, it seems, has been put on hold now. Brazil is reeling from a financial crisis, corruption scandals, and the ongoing impeachment proceedings of its suspended president, Dilma Rousseff. Joining me now to talk about what's next for Brazil is Lucia Guimarães. She's a columnist and correspondent for O Estado de Sao Paulo. As impeachment proceedings begin against President Dilma Rousseff next week, Lucia says that leaves Brazil with a lot of political turmoil.
If all goes as expected, because there's been a vote count and there are enough senators to vote for the impeachment that may happen on August 31st, then the interim president becomes the de facto president, and he has a huge task ahead, which is to try to achieve some sort of fiscal austerity, which he hasn't been able to, and his critics will say that he's not really trying that hard.
Forever, it seems like Brazil has been on the edge of greatness, the country of the future, and then never quite steps over the line. Have the games shown Brazilians, or the rest of the world for that matter, anything that would give them real optimism that they're going to finally cross over that threshold and have the kind of economy and the kind of political stability that they've been promised, it seems like, for 20 years?
I'm a little more pessimistic because I think things started really going down after 2009, that at the end of the second Lula term, he abandoned a lot of the responsible policies. And since then, I think the conditions for this maybe economic depression, some think so, have been created. We now have officially 11.4% unemployment. Some say that's going to be maybe a lost decade for young people coming into the labor market. And we have intractable problems with social security accounts, with public spending. And the interim president, who may become the president for the next 2 years, hired a cracking economic team. I'm sure some are friends with Marcelo, but he seems very beholden to the political forces. And Brazilian Congress is really, everybody wants their wants their pork, you know. So Michel Temer has not faced raises in public requests for raises by public servants. He has not been tough on renegotiating the state debt, which is a huge deal for the Brazilian economy, the individual state's debt. So I think there's a forecast of some growth next year, but I think it's a very long road, as you said. You know, we think we getting there, and then we don't.
What have Brazilians learned, do you think, from the way the games have been put on? There was a lot of pessimism going into the games with construction and infrastructure, a lot of unrest in the political scene in Brazil. Are Brazilians taking away any optimism from the games coming off successfully? Does it matter to them?
It does matter. I think people were expecting much worse, but I'm from Rio and it's my town, and it's Rio now has 4% less unemployment. And as the games are over, unemployment will really be come back up in Rio, and Rio is a very violent city. So I think it's more about Rio, the way Rio de Janeiro will be affected by it.
Lucia Guimaraes. She's columnist and correspondent for O Estado de Sao Paulo.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.